Markala's plan envisioned ways of getting beyond the hobbyist market. He talked about introducing the computer to regular people in regular homes, doing things like keeping track of your favorite recipes or balancing your checkbook, Wozniak recalled. Markala made a wild prediction. "We're going to be a Fortune 500 company in 2 years," he said. "This is the start of an industry. It happens once in a decade." It would take Apple 7 years to break into the Fortune 500, but the spirit of Markala's prediction turned out to be true. Markala offered to guarantee a line of credit of up to $250,000 in return for being made a one-third equity participant. Apple would incorporate, and he, along with Jobs and Wozniak, would each own 26% of the stock. The rest would be reserved to attract future investors. The three met in the cabana by Markala's swimming pool and sealed the deal. "I thought it was unlikely that Mike would ever see that $250,000 again, and I was impressed that he was willing to risk it," Jobs recalled. Now it was necessary to convince Wozniak to come on board full-time. "Why can't I keep doing this on the side and just have HP as my secure job for life?" he asked. Markala said that wouldn't work, and he gave him a deadline of a few days to decide. "I felt very insecure in starting a company where I would be expected to push people around and control what they did," Wozniak recalled. "I'd decided long ago that I would never become someone authoritative." So he went to Markala's cabana and announced that he was not leaving HP. Markala shrugged and said, "Okay." But Jobs got very upset. He cajoled Wozniak. He got friends to try to convince him. He cried, yelled, and threw a couple of fits. He even went to Wozniak's parents' house, burst into tears, and asked Jerry for help. By this point, Wozniak's father had realized there was real money to be made by capitalizing on the Apple II, and he joined forces on Jobs' behalf. "I started getting phone calls at work and home from my dad, my mom, my brother, and various friends," Wozniak recalled. "Every one of them told me I'd made the wrong decision. None of that worked." Then Alan Baum, their Buck Fry clubmate at Homestead High, called. "You really ought to go ahead and do it," he said. He argued that if he joined Apple full-time, he would not have to go into management or give up being an engineer. "That was exactly what I needed to hear," Wozniak later said. "I could stay at the bottom of the organization chart as an engineer." He called Jobs and declared that he was now ready to come on board.